How to get involved as an addiction recovery chaplain volunteer. Many students take this course because they care about people in recovery and want to get involved. That is a good desire. But in addiction recovery ministry, desire must be joined with wisdom. The first step is not to announce yourself as the answer. The first step is to learn, pray, listen, and connect with existing leadership. Start with your local church. Ask your pastor, elders, deacons, or ministry leaders whether your church already has recovery-related ministries, support groups, mercy ministries, jail or reentry connections, counseling referrals, or community partnerships. Ask where help is actually needed. Sometimes churches need greeters who understand recovery sensitivity. Sometimes they need small group helpers. Sometimes they need prayer support. Sometimes they need people who can walk with families impacted by addiction. Sometimes they need trained volunteers for a recovery meeting, transportation policy, follow-up structure, or hospitality plan. Do not assume that visible ministry is the most important ministry. Quiet, faithful support often matters deeply. You may also explore recovery groups in your area, but enter carefully. Some recovery groups have clear traditions, leadership expectations, anonymity practices, and boundaries around religious expression. Do not use a recovery meeting as a place to recruit, preach, correct, or promote yourself. Respect the room. If you are invited to serve in a recovery home, jail-to-community program, church-based group, or community organization, learn the rules before you begin. Ask about confidentiality, reporting expectations, safety protocols, transportation rules, communication boundaries, and who supervises volunteers. A chaplain volunteer should be accountable. Do not build a private ministry with vulnerable people without oversight. You may also consider how a soul center could serve as a recovery-aware ministry hub, but that should be developed with clear purpose, Christian Leaders Alliance guidance, local accountability, and real relationships. A soul center is not a shortcut around local trust. It is a ministry structure that should serve people with clarity, dignity, and responsibility. As you get involved, pay attention to your own motives. Are you trying to rescue someone? Are you trying to prove yourself? Are you drawn to crisis because it gives you purpose? Are you carrying unresolved family pain connected to addiction? Are you able to hear hard stories without becoming controlling? These questions are not meant to discourage you. They are meant to prepare you. Addiction recovery chaplaincy needs people who are compassionate and steady. Begin small. Stay teachable. Serve under leadership. Keep boundaries clear. Pray by permission. Share scripture with consent. Refer when needed. Honor the person's dignity. The goal is not to become impressive. The goal is to become trustworthy,